The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
The title, Mary, Mother of God, is one of the oldest in Christian history. The Greek church calls her Theotokos, which means the God-bearer. And so in contemplating the eternal truth of Mary, that she is the God-bearer, the Mother of God, many in Christian history have asked, well, then is she some sort of God? So we want to answer that question today, but also think even more deeply about Mary as our mother. Mary is the chosen mother of Jesus. She is created, not eternal, not a God. But from the moment of her existence, she was chosen. She was prepared. She was formed by our Lord and our God and sent out to be the queen of the apostles, the first disciple of the Lord, the mother of Jesus. And since Jesus is the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Word of God, since he is God, that makes Mary the mother of God. The world then needs Mary. She teaches the world to love Jesus. Consider the many moments of motherhood in the life of Mary that stand out in the scriptures. The birth of Jesus, bringing him to the temple, finding Jesus in the temple, the wedding feast at Cana, the passion and death and resurrection of Jesus. She was present at all of these things. But in particular, that one moment in John's gospel, when Jesus from the cross says to the beloved disciple and to all of us, "Behold your mother." Mary teaches us that motherhood then is a lifelong vocation. She shows us the beauty and love of being close to Jesus always. And in heaven, Mary continues to teach us this lesson. Be close to my son. Be close to Jesus. She also teaches the world to trust God. At the Annunciation, Mary's yes is an eternal yes. It echoes throughout the centuries. Her willingness to say, "Let it be done," has instructed saints throughout history and shows us the true path to holiness. If we do not trust Jesus, we will be lost, like sheep without a shepherd. We will wander the world and probably just begin thinking of ourselves as gods. It's not a hard leap from believing in God to just believing in ourselves. Mary shows us the true path. Trust in my son. Jesus is the only way to heaven. And so Mary teaches the world to see Jesus, to see him especially within the church, within the sacraments of the church. She says to us, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Mary magnifies the graces of the sacraments that come from Jesus and his divine revelation. When we pray with and through Jesus, through Mary, she says simply, meet Jesus, meet him in prayer, meet Jesus in confession, meet Jesus in adoration, meet him in all of these places and opportunities of encounter within the church. Meeting Jesus in the sacrament of his body and blood, the Eucharist. See him calling you to the sacramental life, the heavenly life. When Mary goes to visit Elizabeth before the birth of Jesus, her cousin says, "How can this be that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" She teaches us the perfect way to Jesus through her prayers and intercession. Mary is the God-bearer and the one who brings the incarnate God to the world. This is truly her eternal mission, to show us the way to Jesus. If you know and have devotion to Mary, you will know Jesus. They are so close to each other in this life that they live, and of course, in eternal life in heaven. They are on the same mission for the world, universal salvation. Let all souls come to the Heavenly Father through Jesus in the Holy Spirit. Now, in stark contrast to the manger and the baby Jesus in the arms of Mary, at the cross of Jesus, he is laid once again in the arms of Mary, his mother. His body, his blood, his whole self. Mary is the only one in the history of the world that can truly say, "This is my body, this is my blood." Mothers can say this about their children when they are suffering, hurt, in need of healing, and in need of love. Mary must have seen in this moment of Jesus on the cross every instance of her holding Jesus throughout his life. In this moment, Mary is the Mother of God and Mother of Mercy. And so finally, Mary teaches us mercy. Her Immaculate Heart is united with the Sacred Heart. Therefore, her prayers now mingle with the blessing and mercy of Jesus. When we need the mercy of Jesus, Mary comes running to our side. Let mercy and peace flow. Let your love be sincere. Let us trust completely in Jesus. When Jesus asked us, "Who do you say that I am?" Mary shows us the answer. The eternal, merciful Son of God. You are the Savior of the world. Say yes to Jesus. And we pray, Mary, Mother of God, teach us to say yes to Jesus forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.